Broken Eggs Media. Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Come closer. I stand here before the den of one of the fiercest consoles on the face of the earth. This hole's just big enough for me to stick my head into. Let's take a look inside the world of Xbox Podcasts.
Hello everyone and welcome to the new Xbox Podcast. I'm Craig, aka NeoBuzzZero.
And I am Matt, aka Hobbit Ninja.
This is number 68, New Beginnings.
New Beginnings, yes. We're kind of new to the podcast, Craig and I, so hopefully we won't scare you off right away. Give us a chance and maybe we'll surprise you.
Exactly. Alright, so what do we have first? We're going to start with some release dates.
Yeah, let's look at the releases for August. We have a few that have already come out, but we haven't had a chance to talk about, and then a few that are yet to come out that we should talk about. So, first off, we've got Braid, which came out for Xbox Live Arcade on the 6th of this month. What is this game, Craig?
Basically like a puzzle platformer. It got, for XBLA, the Best in Show at E3, which is a huge deal. Hmm. The graphics are a little quirky. It's hand-drawn, kind of, it looks. It's got a different style, different feel, but I mean, it's a platformer. It's an amazing game. Basically, you play this guy trying to get these puzzle pieces, but you can travel like back in time if need be. The demo is up right now on Xbox Live. So, I mean, it's just an overall good game.
Yeah, I highly recommend checking this demo out. I've played the demo, and it's very interesting. It's been compared to Portal as far as the style of puzzles go and the way that you have to kind of rearrange how you think of gaming and solving these puzzles. One thing I've noted is that it's about $15. It's, what is it, 1,200 gamer points?
Yeah, I think so.
Microsoft points? Yeah, so that's a little steep, but the game's gotten a lot of really good reviews, and, you know, like Craig said, it was best in show for Xbox Live Arcade at E3, so that's kind of a pretty big statement. If you're curious, I really highly recommend checking this out on the demo at least, because it is a lot of fun. On the 12th, we received Madden 09. Now, I'm a huge football fan personally. Have you played this yet, Craig?
Definitely, actually, I own it. Basically, graphics are completely overhauled. There's a few new features.
There's one I think you were talking about specifically. What was that? There's like a new really good one that you were saying.
Oh, that was the online leagues. Basically, you can have an online league where you go in, 20-something people pick their teams, you go through the game, play it like week by week, or you could play as many games as you want in a day. But there's injuries, there's playoffs, there's everything you'd have in a normal season, but with everyone online.
Yeah, so you're actually playing live people and their teams instead of just playing the computer.
Exactly.
But in a season format. That's really cool.
Yeah. We're actually going to have a little something later on. We're going to do 2 Madden achievements.
Ooh.
And that segment's coming up later.
Excellent. That'll be interesting. We also had on the 13th, which is just really recently, the Bionic Commando Rearmed for Xbox Live Arcade. This is the remake of the 1988 2D side-scrolling shooting, grappling, actioner, Bionic Commando. Have you played this yet?
I actually haven't. I've tried the demo, though. They locked some stuff out, but you get the gist of it. It's definitely a good game. It took a little bit getting used to using the grappling arm as your jump button.
Yeah, that definitely changes a few things. I actually went ahead and bought this. I remember playing the original arcade of it, or the original 88 game, and it was a lot of fun, and this update has just been spectacular. It looks beautiful, the audio is really good, and the gameplay is almost identical to what it used to be, if not better.
Definitely. Next we have actually 2 Human, which comes out the 19th.
Ooh. This is a action RPG, right?
Oh yeah. The demo is out now on Xbox Live. I feel it's kind of like a Diablo-esque with the random world drops, but it takes some getting used to with the controls, because you use your right analog stick to attack and do your main controls. You don't actually control the camera. It kind of moves on its own.
Yeah, that's kind of, I played the demo as well. It took me about 50 minutes to get through the demo. And I'm not a huge fan of action RPGs generally, but I did kind of enjoy this. The camera is a little bit different, takes a little bit of getting used to. But overall, the story I thought was kind of interesting. I heard this game was kind of short for an action RPG, which is a little troubling, but it does seem like an interesting enough game to maybe pick up. And if nothing else, maybe rent on Gamefly or something.
Yep, exactly. All right, next we have Galaga Legions coming the 20th for Xbox Live Arcade. I mean, I really haven't played it. I know this is a redone from an old game. I mean, it should be great just like the rest of them. What do you think about that, Matt?
Well, I know that when Asteroids came out, I picked that up like instantaneously because I remember growing up on Asteroids, and they kept the physics the same, and they just kind of did a graphical update, which worked really, really well for it. And that's what this looks like as well, a graphical update to Galaga, which was a great arcade game. And so I personally am probably going to pick this up.
Very nice. Next we have Tiger Woods PGA Tour 09. I know like they update the graphics every year. I'm not too familiar with it. I know there's a demo actually out now on Xbox Live. Maybe I'm just more like a Madden guy, so I really don't know. I played it a couple years back. Thought it was good, decent, controls pretty well.
Yeah, this one's releasing on the 26th of this month. I'm not a huge golfer as far as video gaming goes. Kind of seems like something you'd play more either online with friends or having friends over and playing that way. I can't speak to the updates this year, but maybe we'll get a hold of it when it comes out, and we'll be able to take a look at it and let you guys know what we think. Moving on really quick to the 27th, which is the day after Tiger Woods comes out, we're having another Xbox Live Arcade game called Castle Crashers.
Yeah, basically it's a hack and slash. You play with a bunch of people, you save your princess, destroy some castles, just seems like a fun, just arcadey game.
Yeah, a friend of mine said it looked a lot like the same kind of gameplay as Battletoads, which we all know is just an awesome classic game. So.
Oh, definitely a classic.
The 31st is probably, as far as I'm concerned anyway, and I don't want to speak for you, but for me this is probably the biggest release of August. Mercenaries 2 World in Flames is coming out at the end of the month. What do you think about this one, Craig?
I just think it's visually stunning, like with all the graphics are one of the best around. I haven't played the first Mercenaries, but just keeping up on it, I might have to get out the $60 and go spend it.
And this is EA and Pandemic Studios. Pandemic's an awesome company, and they did the Star Wars Battlefront games, which are really good. I did play the first one on Xbox. It does get a little repetitive, because you're kind of doing the same thing over and over again, but how repetitive can blowing crap up get? I mean, you know, who doesn't love to blow things up and drive around and shoot at stuff? And that's what gaming's all about, you know? I mean, that's why Grand Theft Auto is so popular.
Everyone loves that.
Yeah, everyone loves that. So I think, and like you said, the graphics are stunning. So I really think this is going to be awesome. If you haven't seen this online, jump online and check out some of the game trailers and save up your money because the 31st will come quick.
All right. Well, that's about all the releases for the month. Next, we're going to jump over to the news section.
Ooh, news. of import, I can see here. Well, this is actually pretty updated here. The Duke Nukem 3D game's coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh.
That's kind of a fanboy thing. I mean, they've been talking about Duke Nukem forever, and they've never made it. So I guess we'll get something in the Duke Nukem world.
Yeah.
It's coming out on, it looks like the 15th. Let's see, no, 15th of August? That is already here. I don't see it anywhere. Well, bunch of liars. Who knows? It probably got pushed like everything else does.
Yeah, could have been. I mean, that's just a nostalgic factor with that game. I mean, that Four Friends.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a classic.
Yeah.
What else? We got a big thing coming up on Thursday.
Oh, big thing, yes. Get your lightsabers out. Star Wars The Force Unleashed demo is coming to XP.
Ooh, that's going to be awesome. I'm a big, big Star Wars fan. Ever since the Star Wars Battlefront games kind of took the Star Wars games out of the gutter and made them good, I've been excited for every new one, and this one looks like a lot of fun.
Oh, definitely. It looks totally different.
Yeah, taking things to a whole other level with the Force, which is going to be something we always want to do. You know, every game has a stupid like Force meter, and you can only do so much, and you can only lift certain objects, and it's like, dude, come on, give me some power. It looks like this game is going to give us the power for sure.
Yeah. On other notes, we actually have Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince screenshots have surfaced. Basically, a new Harry Potter game is out. Looks really good. Looks totally different than any other one. Has some new gameplay options. But as we found out before, it's coming a little earlier than the movie, right, Matt?
Yeah, unfortunately, the movie has been pushed back from its original November release date all the way to June 17th of next year. Oh. It's 09, which, that just sucks.
Oh, definitely.
That just sucks. I was really excited for that at the end of the year. I mean, we had a year like, for such big films, you know, and it's now that it's kind of over and everything's kind of winding down a little. Harry Potter was kind of the gleaming excitement on the horizon, and now it's pushed back. So maybe the game will come out and we'll have something Harry Potter to do until next year.
It'll get everyone hyped up, and then the movie will come in.
And then let down miserably. That was bad news, unfortunately, but we do have some good news.
Do you think you have what it takes to be a host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available here at Broken Eggs Media right now. We are currently looking for podcast show host and producer. Check out our shows that are in pre-production by hovering your mouse over the network navigation bar on the top of xboxpodcast.com. Audio and video editing. Graphics guru. Animation guru, webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on the How to Get Involved link, or click on Join the Team on the network navigation bar at the top of XboxPodcast.com and join our team today. Now, let's find out what Matt's good news is.
The Xbox 360 actually outsold the PS3 recently in, of all places, Japan.
Oh, yeah. Basically, one game did it for Microsoft that had all the Japanese people running out and buying systems. Basically, Tales of Vesperia.
Have you played any of the Tales franchise games before?
Not me personally. I mean, I heard they were good. I haven't really played them. I think we're getting an influx of Japanese developers starting to give some Xbox 360 love towards their games now.
It's about time. I mean, if you're an RPG fan, you know, there's not much of anything on the Xbox to really get you over from away from the PlayStation and the Final Fantasy franchises. But now it looks like that's starting to happen, so that's kudos to Microsoft.
Exactly.
Something else happened really cool very recently. This game is a little ways out. So I think it's about a year away still, but they released some screens, and if you have a Game Informer subscription, you'll know what I'm talking about. The new Game Informer has on the cover the new screenshots for Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, that game just looks visually... It just looks pretty.
It does.
It's made on actually the Unreal Engine, I think.
Yeah, it is, Unreal Engine 3. It's, wow. I mean, I guess you spend most of your time in the third person, like over-the-shoulder kind of camera angle behind Batman, which is cool because that way you get to see Batman, which is kind of nice, instead of being like a first-person perspective. And the whole thing takes place in Arkham Asylum, and you'll end up facing off against quite a legion of supervillains, and I believe Joker being the kind of mastermind behind the plot that's set in motion to take down Batman. If you haven't seen these screenshots, I highly recommend rushing out and grabbing the new Game Informer or jumping online or both and checking these out. Fingers crossed, folks. Fingers crossed. The Batman games usually aren't very good, but this one looks like it could be.
On another note, we have the Fable 2 pub games that came to the XBLA the other day for $10, which if you love Fable, I wouldn't get them there because you can actually get them for free if you just reserve the game.
That seems like the way to go. I mean, you just put in $5 to reserve the game, and that $5... already goes to the game anyway, so it's $5 less you have to pay for the game, and you get the pub games on Xbox Live Arcade, so...
Yeah, and if you're gonna purchase the pub games without getting Fable, there's really no point in that, I would think. I mean, it's kind of where you get to play the games, get up some money, and then port it into the Fable game. Matt, you gonna get Fable?
Man, you know, I'm kind of up in the air with it. I thought the first one was going to be everything they originally said it was going to be, and then it ended up not being because they couldn't put it all in the game. But it was still a pretty good game. It was a little shorter than I had hoped, but this new one does look to be pretty sweet, so we'll see.
Then we got Maggie Q to start for the Need for Speed Undercover game. She was stars in Mission Impossible 3 and Live Free or Die Hard.
Oh, she's hot.
Oh, I know. She's going to be playing Federal Agent Chase Lynn. That game, not sure about that game, but with her in it, it'll definitely sell.
Yeah, that takes it up a couple notches. It sounds like kind of a Fast and the Furious type story, Need for Speed engine. I don't know. There's been so many good racing games coming out lately. I'm a big fan of the Codemasters with Dirt and Grid. I like the way they play a lot, so it's time for the Need for Speed games to really step it up a couple notches, and hopefully this will be the time they do it.
Oh, another interesting news article I heard about was music videos coming to Xbox Live.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know if you noticed anywhere. I didn't see anywhere. Are they going to cost us, or are we going to be able to just download them like you would on the web?
I assume, with it being Xbox, I hate to say it, they're probably going to have to buy them.
Probably shell out a couple of bucks.
Yeah, probably a couple, $1 or $2 probably. But I mean, to see a music video... I mean, I don't know. You might be able to download them.
Well, this is an interesting way to have it on your Xbox and, you know, high-def TV and all that good stuff. If you're a true gamer,
and can afford it, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I think that's going to be interesting. I guess we'll have to wait and see how it goes. Microsoft's struggling to fight against Sony with their, what is it, PlayStation Live or PlayStation whatever the heck it's called. Home? Yeah.
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 Home.
Eh.
Yeah, home's the big thing. Just another two Clash of the Titans kind of deal. Epic signed with EA as a publisher.
Yeah, saw that. That's pretty big. Epic's the company that brought us the Painkiller games as well as Gears of War, so now imagine that company having the kind of resources that EA is able to provide and think about what's going to come.
Whew, I can only like dream of what they're going to think up.
That's exciting. Last thing I want to mention really quick, if you're a fan of snowboarding games, Shaun White's snowboarding trailer is up. This is going to be a little different than the snowboarding games of the past. If you kind of think along the lines of Tony Hawk games versus Skate, that's kind of what we're having here. SSX has kind of been the predominant snowboarding game for a while, and now Shaun White snowboarding is looking to take things a different direction and make it more realistic. You'll be able to ride the lift up to the top of the mountain and then basically like free roam around the entire slope, as well as be able to play online with your friends and, you know, go out and... It seems like a really cool game. Definitely check this trailer out online.
There's one more piece of news that we're probably going to deliver today. There's a lot more we could cover, but can't cover it all in the show. We'll probably post some here and there on the forums, so check it out at xboxpodcast.com. It's Left 4 Dead,
ooh,
which I cannot wait. And it's debuting at PAX, which will be in Seattle. Which
is end of the month, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. End of the month.
Last weekend of the month.
If you don't know about Left 4 Dead, basically it's a survival horror game. But it's like totally different than anything you've played before. There's four people. If you play online, actually, people could be the zombies or they could be the humans trying to get out. I've seen some of the screenshots and videos where they're outside and you don't even know where the zombies are coming. They're just from everywhere, every angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was reading too that there's like an AI engine that handles the spawning of the zombies. And I guess it's like intuitive. So depending on how you're dealing with a situation or how you dealt with the previous situation, perhaps, it will decide then and there in game live how often to spawn more zombies, how many to spawn, when to have them attack you. So I guess when you play this game, I think there's like several different scenarios that you can play the game, going from, you know, here to there or here to there or whatever, trying to survive. And every time you play it, it's supposedly supposed to be a completely different experience.
Very cool.
That's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. All right, on to the achievements.
Yes, we said something about, Madden, right?
Madden, yeah. I'm going to tell you how to get two simple achievements. One is a secret achievement. I mean, for 50 points, this is cake compared to other ones. Basically, you're going to want to go in, create a character. In the name, you're going to put John Madden as his first and last name. That's really it. I made him a QB. You can make him whatever you want. Run through the drills. Then you're going to save the character. Once you're saved, the little screen will pop up. It's called Now Here's a Guy. It's going to have a picture of John Madden, and there you go.
That's
an easy 50
that
points.
That is an easy 50 points, and what an awesomely titled achievement, might I say. Now here's a guy. That's funny stuff. What's the other one?
There's one more where it's called Minboy Monster. You're going to create a legendary guy from the past. Now, the picture shows you of like an old 8-bit guy. Basically, you're going to go in, create another character, but you're going to name the guy Bones Jackson. You can make him a running back. You can make him whatever you want. Run through the drills. Maybe a running back if you feel like it. Defensive man. And once you do that, you're going to get the achievement. Once you save it, a Midway Monster comes up. Basically, it's an old throwback to Mutant League Football on the NES.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is a throwback.
I know. So there you go. Just told you how to net an easy 100 points.
Wow. Yeah, those gamer points are so lucrative to so many players, so that's kind of a nice little thing to do.
They get so addicting to doing games.
They do. They really do. That's awesome, man. I probably need to go out and get Madden. I was resistant to it because I'm always afraid that they don't do enough of an update over the previous year, but from everything I've heard, it just sounds like it's a really good game, so probably have to run out and grab it.
Yeah, and this is a 20-year anniversary, actually, of it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, were you telling me? Oh, you're telling me something earlier. If you guys have seen the cover, which I'm sure probably everybody in the world has seen the cover, especially with the what it's about. Favre's on the cover. Brett Favre in his Green Bay uniform. But EA is EA, and they wanted to spread the love. So what'd they do, Craig?
They actually went on their website and posted a cover jacket that if you download, print out, and it has Favre in the Jets jersey now. Number 4, Brett Favre in the Jets jersey.
So you can make sure your cover looks right. Gotta love EA, man.
That's for the diehards out
That's
there.
That's right. That's right. That's pretty much everything we're going to talk about this week. It's our first episode, so we're not going to get too crazy. We wanted to keep it simple. And make sure you hit the forums, like we mentioned, to let us know how the episode was, improvements you think we could make to bring you more awesomeness from Xbox, and anything else you want to talk about. You can email us at contact@xboxpodcast.com.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to play with you. If anyone ever wants to play, hit us up on Xbox Live. Go to the website, maybe give us a Frapper shout-out. Love to see where you're coming from.
I know... For me, Hobbit Ninja over here, I'm in Washington State, and good old Craig's over on the other side. He's over in Jersey, so we're bringing the love to you from across the country is what we're doing.
Oh, PAX is coming up at the end of the week. Make sure you go check that out.
That's I believe it's the 29th, 30th, and 31st of August in Seattle, Washington. It's going to be 3 times larger than last year's PAX. It's open to the public, unlike E3. A lot of very big developers are going to be there, showing off a lot of new stuff. We mentioned Left 4 Dead is going to premiere there, so if you're in the area... Definitely don't want to miss that. It's going to be awesome. If you do get to go, hit us up and let us know how it was. We're unable to make it this year, but we will try to bring you as much news and event coverage as we can from our humble little computers and share those things with you.
All right, guys, I think that's all for this week. Don't forget, hit us up. And for Craig NeoBuzzZero.
And Matt Hobbit Ninja.
See you later.
See you next week.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.